The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Thinking about, you know, it's New Year's Day, and what do we always do on New Year's Day is we make New Year's resolutions. And so it fits, you know, closely with my line of work to make resolutions. We're also at the same time looking back at last year, you know, the last decade. A lot of people are looking, taking account, doing some inventory, you know, what was my last decade like? If we go about this business in a really harsh, we tend to be kind of harsh on ourselves when we do this. It's like, oh boy, you know, all these bad, we look at, you know, things that went poorly, and we're like, I'm really resolved that I'm going to do it differently henceforward. And, you know, and that doesn't last very long for a lot of people. I think, I forget the statistics, but it's like, a lot of people join the gym, and they only make it 2 or 3 weeks before, you know, it's like the gym membership and attendance goes up in the beginning of January, and already by the end of January, it's like dwindling again. And so it's kind of like, well, what happened? What happened? I really want to do this new thing. I really want to make myself better. So that's going to be the nature of the talk I'm giving tonight, and kind of the, well, how, so I'm saying take heart, because we really need to strengthen our heart, and not to strengthen the resolve in our heart so much as just to strengthen our kindness, not just toward not just to other people, but toward ourselves, perhaps more importantly toward ourselves and toward our intention even. It's a little bit different if I'm intending to be a kinder person to other people than if I just shift it just a little bit to want to be, if I'm doing this out of wanting to be kind for myself, it's just more, I'm not being, if I say I'm mean or if I down on myself, then it's hard for me to make that shift to then be kind to somebody else, if that makes sense. It's just a real, it's kind of a subtle shift, but it can make a big difference. So I'm going to be talking about that tonight. And I thought for the meditation time, I would spend some time in there just doing a little bit of forgiveness practice, letting go. If you're like me, there's, especially if I look at the whole decade, it's like, you know, I burnt some bridges in the last decade. And even though, what I just read something this morning about, yeah, but when the bridges burned, did you notice that the fire was really, like, had a lot of colors in it? Like, oh, yeah, kind of. But I can be pretty mean to myself when I look at the bridges that I burnt. So, you know, forgiving others, forgiving self, and kind of just thinking about this relationship aspect of ourselves. If we just are isolated units and we think this is all about me, we're not going to get very far. But you know, we kind of do the same thing to other people that we do to ourselves. You know, it's like just holding out these unrealistic expectations that, you know, we all fall short of. I fall short of, my friends fall short of, my family members and so forth. And that's just kind of how it is. So it's nice to do a little practice of letting go. So we'll just start. Um, get yourself situated so that you don't feel like wiggling around a lot. Make yourself comfortable. Inclining towards settling. Taking a moment to relax through the face, the brow, the eyes. Relaxing the vocal center. The throat area, the tongue, voice box, vocal cords. Relaxing through the shoulders, arms, following the inhale, following the exhale. You might focus on that one spot where you feel it most clearly, distinctly, such as the nostrils or the belly rising and falling. A couple of things that can be really useful are to just place a slight smile on the lips. It relaxes dozens of muscles in the face. More importantly, inclines us to have goodwill towards ourselves, towards this practice, toward others. Taking a moment at the beginning of a meditation to gladden the heart and strengthen that feeling of connectivity with others. Perhaps perhaps bringing to mind a memory of a time you were very glad to see someone, they were glad to see you. That feeling in the heart when you're reunited with your loved ones. I like to remember driving to Wisconsin, my kids in the car, and visiting my mom. Arriving, and it's at night, and it's in the countryside, so there's a long driveway. I see the light in the kitchen. I know it's going to smell good in there, cookies or something. And the happiness that she had in seeing me and the kids, and vice versa, the warmth. And feeling the heart area. Widening, softening. Opening. Massaging that feeling throughout the body, letting go of the story, but maintaining the warm, open, widening feelings. And so in an effort to let go, make peace with things from our past, reflecting back on the last year, the last decade. Certainly bound to be relationships that are challenging people. Coming to mind that we might have intentionally harmed, unintentionally harmed through our thought, word, or deed. And just reflecting on these instances, knowing that I am responsible for my actions, my thoughts, my words. And just bringing to mind some of the scenarios, often helpful to just use one particular person at a time, at any rate, bringing to mind this person and asking for their forgiveness. Please forgive me. I acted in ways out of my anger, fear, frustration, ignorance, in ways that were harmful to you. I'm asking you at this time to please forgive me. Know I'm responsible for my actions. I ask for your forgiveness now. I'm just checking in with the heart, seeing how it feels. If there's any tightening, just relaxing through the breath, filling the belly, rising and falling. Maybe bringing to mind another person or staying with the same one. I'm asking for your forgiveness. I know I've acted in ways out of my fear, my anger, my delusion, ways that have intentionally or unintentionally cause you harm. I'm responsible for my actions. And I ask for your forgiveness. Please forgive me. And again, just noticing the feelings in the heart area. Continuing to open, widen, soften, feeling the breath in the belly. Letting go. Then another aspect of forgiveness is to forgive those who have harmed us. So bringing someone to mind who you feel has caused you harm. Thinking about that situation. Now holding that person in your heart, in your mind's eye. Beginning to offer this person your forgiveness. So I forgive you. I know you've acted out of the causes and conditions of your anger, your fear, your defenses. And that you've done things that have harmed me in thought, word, or deed, whether intentionally or unintentionally. You're responsible for your actions. And I forgive you. I offer you my forgiveness at this time. And feeling into the heart. Continuing to widen, soften, release. Feel the breath in the abdomen rising and falling. And then continuing to either offer forgiveness to the same person or choosing a different scenario, fleshing it out, seeing this person. I forgive you. I know you acted out of the causes and conditions of your fear, your anger, your defensiveness, whether intentionally or unintentionally. I felt harmed. I know you're responsible for your actions, and I forgive you. I offer you my forgiveness at this time. Again, feeling into the heart. Noticing whatever's there, releasing any tightness. Feel the rise and falling of the abdomen. And now we come to ourselves. Holding ourselves in the mind's eye. Seeing the ways that our actions have caused us harm, intentionally, unintentionally, acting out of the causes and conditions for our fear, anger, defenses. I know I am responsible for my actions, and I offer myself forgiveness. I forgive you. Letting go. In the last few minutes of the meditation, I invite you to offer yourself words of aspiration for this new year. Perhaps a few simple phrases of loving kindness. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be free. Whatever aspirations you have for yourself this year, offering them to yourself at this time.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.